talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller to the show today. Lots to talk about. Let's get started. The Pfizer CEO announced, nothing surprising to me, but this is the first time they've announced it, the people who got the Pfizer vaccine will need annual boosters. In other words, I got mine in January and the second one in February. By next January and February, I'll have to get a booster. And then every year thereafter for a while, as long as COVID is kicking around, which may be for a while. There's nothing surprising about that. I've had a flu shot every year. Most of you have had flu shots every year. They've kept away the flu. And every year, the flu mutates, there are variants. And the booster, slightly different from the one the previous year. You know, for the Pfizer CEO to announce that, there's no question in my mind or anybody's mind that if you got the Moderna shot, you're going to need a booster. There's nothing wrong with that. You get flu boosters. These vaccines don't last forever, but they'll last for a year. Well, Johnson & Johnson, they temporarily suspended them. But when you think about it, the Johnson & Johnson was simply one shot, and tens of millions of shots were given, tens of millions, somewhere in $40 to $60 million vaccine range shots. Seven women got blood clots, unexplained blood clots. Seven individuals out of tens of millions of people. It's being investigated. If you got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine shot, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You can talk to a doctor or somebody to see where you get your booster. There'll be a Johnson & Johnson booster. Get that little wrinkle out, or it's okay to switch to one of the others. But the point of the matter is get vaccinated. You know, there are a lot of anti-vaxxers around. Something like 40% of Republicans say they're suspicious of vaccine, 40%. And most of them will not take the vaccine, they say. That's almost half the population of the United States. By contrast, 5% of Democrats say that they won't get the vaccine, 5%. Let's get real here. It has nothing to do with where you live. It has nothing to do with issues about education, about income, or any of this stuff. You're a human being. We're all human beings. We need to get vaccinated. Ivanka Trump got vaccinated. They showed it on television. For Trump people, Donald Trump got vaccinated. Get vaccinated. It's dumb not to get vaccinated, because in the long run, that's going to keep COVID away. Once you're vaccinated, the incidence of getting COVID after you've been vaccinated, with any of that these vaccines, out of something like 600 million doses administered worldwide, about 5,700 people got COVID despite the vaccines. That's 0.00008 of 1%. It's a mathematical certainty that you are protected. And that's protected, period. To say nothing of the fact that of those 5,700 people out of 600 million who did get COVID anyway, seven of them ended up in the hospital. Seven. Single digit, seven. And the rest of them just had some discomfort. It is absolutely crazy not to get vaccinated, period. End of story. It's not a matter of liberty. It's not a matter of ideology. It's not a matter of politics. It's not a matter of making a point. Get vaccinated. That is your get out of jail free card. You are golden. You will not get COVID. And if you're one of the 0.00008 that did anyway, out of 600 million, you know what's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing. Seven of them went to the hospital. None of them died. So I don't know how strongly I can put it. Pfizer CEO says we'll need an annual booster. Get an annual booster. I'm going to get an annual booster. And as long as COVID's around, and it may be around for a while, so we get herd immunity. It's going to be hard to get herd immunity when 40% of one of the political parties are suspicious about it, because Donald Trump and the rest of them talked about it, how they were suspicious about it, but then they snuck out and got one themselves. You know, speaking of that administration, and this is a setting the table for the 2024 presidential election, Mike Pence got a pacemaker implanted. It's a surgery. It's a fairly routine surgery. They implant a pacemaker, and he should be back in the saddle in a couple of days. And obviously, no one wishes anybody harm. But I will say that Mike Pence does not seem to be catching on. He doesn't seem to be catching on in the presidential sweepstakes for 2024. And, you know, you might say, well, Matt, why are we even talking about 2024? Well, the reason we're talking about 2024 is because the Republicans are, and donors are, and a lot of people are, and everybody's sharpening their knives, trying to plunge him into Joe Biden's back, and he is magnificently fighting back against it. But it's not too early to start thinking about who the Republicans will put up in 2024. And Pence is not just the pacemaker, but Pence is not catching on. You can't plausibly run for president when the representatives of the base of the Republican Party say, hang Mike Pence and prowl through the halls looking to hang you and put a gallows outside. That was not fair. It was not right. It was violent. But so what? In partisan politics, it's very rare for your base to say, let's hang him. Okay. If your base says, let's hang him, this is considered a bad sign. This is considered a very bad sign. And so I do not see Matt Gaetz strike that. Mike Pence. I certainly don't see Matt Gaetz making a run for anything except the border. He may take a run for the border. Mike Pence is, I don't think he's going anywhere in the 2024 election. Nowhere. There was a dust up at a committee hearing in the House of Representatives yesterday. They had Dr. Fauci in there to talk to him about the prospects for stopping the coronavirus. Dr. Fauci was talking. He was giving good testimony. And Gymnasium Jordan, remember him, the guy from Ohio, a bad guy, very, very bad guy, given the Medal of Freedom by Donald Trump for some reason. Gymnasium Jim, we call him Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. You can Google it and find out. He lighted into Fauci, trying to impress some sort of base back home. And he's shouting, when can we get our liberties back? When can we get our liberties back? Dr. Fauci handled it great. You know, Dr. Fauci's a pro. So it's not a matter about liberties. It's a matter about 500,000 people dying. We don't want them to die. And so it's not, you know, a matter of liberty, whether somebody gets, you get to infect other people and they die. And as he was talking, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan kept shouting at him, very discourteous, very, very unprofessional for a congressman. And Maxine Waters, to her credit, Maxine Waters, member of Congress from California, I like Maxine. Maxine said, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. That's what she said. You know, like a kid, you know, some smart aleck middle school kid mouthing off to the teacher, the principal, the parent, and she said, shut your mouth. That was great. Now, she can get away with it. She's a lot of seniority, very well-regarded member of Congress. But that's the kind of thing you get in the House of Representatives with the present Republican delegation. And frankly, that's what you're going to get if, God forbid, any time in the near future, the Republicans took control of the House. You know, the historical record is that control goes back and forth, although Democrats had the control from the mid-1950s, the Eisenhower era, the House of Representatives to the 90s for 40 years. That was very rare. It's a long time. Are we going to keep it for the next 40 years? It's much more difficult to predict that because of how divided the country is. But one of the bad things that's going to happen if you ever got Kevin McCarthy in as a minority leader and you had a Republican majority in the House is you're going to have Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan as the chairman of the committee, as the chairman of the committee. And if somebody tells him to shut his mouth, which I will on the air, but if you tell him that in the committee, he'll have him dragged out by the bailiff and all this kind of stuff. So there's going to be a level of autocracy, of discipline, partisan discipline put in by the Republicans we've got to be very careful about. And remember, they also have Lauren Boebert from Colorado. They have Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. You know, they have Nunez. They have Gossert, Gomer. They have Mo Brooks from Alabama. They have some very, very bad characters, and they're going to end up as committee chairs. So if nothing else, that is an excellent reason to vote Democratic in the 2022 elections. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against you.